views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Great to be with you today. If you're brand new, we're all about metaphysical topics, energy healing, the angelic realm, your intuitive connection to spirit, your guides, and living a positive lifestyle, raising your frequency to a higher frequency of fifth dimensional living. So it's all about self-love, and it's about when you do that, you become a part of healing the whole world. So metaphysics is a study beyond what physics is, really. It's beyond, you know, physics is life. Metaphysics is what's beyond that. So I've always been fascinated in the topics. I explore, I research everything, and I share that with you. My specialties are energy healing, angelic realm connection. Been doing that since I was a very young, I think I just always have. I mean, I've been doing it since I was a very, very young child. So they've been a part of my life always. I had to keep it hidden for a long time growing up in belief systems that didn't like that. So I kept it hidden for years. You know, a lot of people that I grew up with, a lot of, you know, people just didn't realize that. But when I started to come through and just be my truth, everything started to change and fears fell away. And I've worked on that over the years. And so I share with you everything that I know and have experienced personally. You can take it or leave it. Some may resonate with it, some may not. So we have a really power-packed show today. It's really important information I want to put out. With everything I share and talk about, I always go to the angels and ask for the guidance to share with you. I do it for my daily life. I'm doing it for you too. So I've always got angel insights in any show we're doing, really. And today it's about this Aquarius, lunar, blood moon, full moon eclipse that will arrive tomorrow, July 27th. For some of you, that may be July 28th, depending on your time zone. But this one is a big one. We haven't seen one like this in 100 years. I know, a century. Nothing of this alignment has been here since then. So none of us would really know the potency of what this energy would feel like in this lifetime, or anybody that's here today, really. I don't think so. Well, some maybe, but they are up there in age, I tell you. Well, and good for them. So what I'm saying here is this is really strong. This one's going deep. Aquarius, what is Aquarius about? The energy of an Aquarius is they see the bigger picture. They can see the bigger picture. It's deeper. It's a deeper processing, okay? We also have a lot of retrogrades in play right now, and I believe today, yay, Mercury retrograde went into effect. It's either today or yesterday. I'm not as preoccupied with worrying about what a Mercury retrograde does, but it does affect things too. And it's right on top of this other potent energy that's coming in right now. So I said, wow, angels, you know, there's going to be a lot of stuff coughing up from the bowels of whatever we have going on that's super deep for us individually, what can I share with you? What can I share that can help you? So if you're tuning into this, if you just happen to stumble on this show, synchronicities are a beautiful thing. I've really learned to accept and receive that. And right before I came on the air, we already had some interesting stuff going on. Battery on the camera was like dead because the wires were disconnected. So I just laughed. I said, Mercury retrograde. Okay, I hear you. Now, what do you do when things just all of a sudden happen with that? With retrograde, just Mercury especially, it's communications. And some things, the wires get crossed or misunderstood. Okay. I want to just give you the overview of that quickly because it is something you want to keep in mind. But really, any retrograde is about reviewing and coming back through. It's really not a negative. It helps us review the things that need healing. So yes, you will see things pop up that maybe you'd avoid, maybe emotionally or charged for you, especially with this full moon energy, because a full moon is about releasement anyway. An eclipse comes to a full moon and it magnifies that. Okay, so it's even stronger. Aquarius comes in and wants to go even deeper. So yeah, we're going into some very deep emotional stuff here, deep stuff to clear and to heal. So you might see some things that, you know, you don't really want to, but that's what it's doing. It's bringing it up for healing and clearing. So quickly, just to let everybody know, I'm getting a lot of texting all of a sudden, so I'm just letting it kind of pass through. I want everyone to know that this is a time for healing, to upgrade our souls to a higher frequency. All of the stuff that you may feel, positive, negative, scary, you name it, if fear's coming up to the surface, it's to be released too. It's to be free, you know, to be free from it. Higher frequency, like fifth dimension, there is no fear. We live freely to be who we are. And yeah, you're going to see all kinds of stuff out there with the world right now. It's all over the place because everything's coming up to the surface to be healed and released. One of the things that can trip up the empath is they get caught up in everything that's going on that has nothing to do with their own journey. We have compassion, but we have to be in a detached compassion kind of way. You know, you care about what's happening out there, but at the same time, if you become consumed with it, and I'm going to call you on it right now because I've been guilty of it too. It happens once you realize you're doing this. It's a type of escapism to be so preoccupied with everybody else and everything else that's going on that you're avoiding what you need to heal within yourself. I know. I've done it too, and I have to watch that because being an empathic person and caring and being highly sensitive, which is the way I connect with the angels, it matters. So I am bringing that up because I'm in that boat too. I get it. We care. We contribute, but if we get consumed and lost to where you're avoiding your own healing, which is what's going on right now, it's really coming to the surface to be healed. Right now, we've got to trust where the universe is throwing us into some unexpected curves, so to speak. There you have it. That's what's going on. So we're going to go into how we can handle this, what the angels are saying about this. If you guys want to call in, if you want to write them on the chat, we have YouTube live chat going on my website and the video streaming. We also have it on Facebook Live with Transformation Talk Radio, our network. I've shared that on my Facebook pages. If you're looking for it, it'll tie you into the network that way. And audio, wherever you are. So that's a lot going on. I want to say hello. I see people showing up over in YouTube chat. Hello to Kelly. Hello to Jules. And Jules already has a question there. So hang on, Jules. I will get to your question when we come back. I don't have enough time right now doing an intro. When we come back from the break, I will start with your question. I also had a wonderful last week. This is about last week. Last week, I answered a question from the email bag about a dream. Well, she wrote back to thank, and that's what I want to share with you. Marilyn has been working, so she hasn't been able to join us live, and she writes in, and she's just a very thoughtful person to share that. She writes, "Dear Dr. Jen, I have something to share with you how this message showed up for me. On Saturday night, July 22nd, at 6:11 in the evening, after I meditated with my questions, what is my purpose here in this earth universe divine? I have angel oracle cards that she used right in front of her. While I'm doing my meditating questions, after I have done all the details, questions, and all of that, I had three cards. The first was Archangel Michael, and the message was, I am here with you, giving you the courage to make the life changes that will help you work on your divine life purpose. I thought to share this with you because I remember you said to me last Thursday after you read my messages about dreams. All right. Thank you, Dr. Jen, for that blessing. Love you. Namaste, Marilyn." Or she goes by Lynn as well. So I wanted to say that's awesome. She's working on her own personal connection with angels. And cards are a good way to do it. There's lots of different ones out there. I'm not endorsing one or the other. Honestly, with cards, oracle cards or tarot cards, I have probably 10 different decks. I have a lot. But and I don't use them very much anymore, but sometimes I'll pull them out. But when you're learning and you're trying to validate what you're picking up with your intuition, they can help. What I like when I'm teaching intuition is for you to actually listen to your intuition. What's your instinct? Write down what you're thinking that answer is, and then use them as a validation to see if it's matching up. Sometimes it will, sometimes it won't. And sometimes it's really good not to use them every single day too often. If you find that the answers are getting mumble jumbled, back off a little bit. Give it a week or two. Give it a month. And you'll find that things start to clearly happen. And on that note, when we get into what's going on with this lunar energy, it's going to make a little bit more sense on why patience is at the top of the list for us right now and some of the things that'll be happening and coming to a head. It will also help you, Jules, with your question. So I am going to get to you. We're going to take a short break here in just a moment. When we come back, we're going to really dive into this. I want to share what to have a heads up on with this energy, how you can move through it positively, how it can be a gift of healing, ascension, and upgrading your frequency to expand your awareness, to truly connect and to find your place in the world, who you are, why you're here. And this is all about this. We're in a big cusp of shift right now, and this is a really amazing time. So I do want you guys to be aware of that. So hang in there. We are going to take that short break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on angel guidance for this lunar blood moon, full moon eclipse that arrives tomorrow. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
Hey, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern, and for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, we're going to start diving in. We got a couple of questions. We have a caller, so hang on, caller. I promised I would take care of Jules in the YouTube live chat. She writes, "Hi, Jen, I need help with an upcoming move. I'm trying to find housing for me and my mom in two different states. I'm wondering how logistically it's all going to come together. Thanks. Finances are a big concern in this whole process." Okay. First of all, let me just give you some basics that are just the logic of the whole energy right here first, just so you know. With Mercury retrogrades, you don't want to make a lot of big decisions. It runs about 3 weeks. So the middle of August is, 3 weeks from now is when that will clear up. In general, as a quick answer, the energy that is playing out right now is bringing up a lot of unexpected surprises. This is actually a good thing. The uncertainties in where to move or the finance part. Fear of something not working out is what's being brought to my mind with Michael right now. So thank you, Michael. He kind of pushed that one to the front. He said, fear of how it's going to work out. Jules, don't get caught up in that. This energy is bringing to light some things that you may not have thought of. It will also, by the end of August, is when you'll know much clearer which state, how it's going to work out financially. In the meantime, as long as you're being proactive, like putting, saving your pennies, continually looking and being proactive on that, but there's not like a panic rush to sign a document right now. I would wait. Okay, honestly, this is a pretty strong energy. Let it reveal to you with patience. This is what this energy is about. So I'm actually already sharing a lot of what this energy is with you guys from this question. But it's not time to know for sure. It's time to be patient and let everything reveal itself to you is really what's happening here, Jules. So as far as which state, I won't even try to dodge that. I won't even try to say one way or the other because I'm not seeing that either. What I am seeing is Michael saying, don't be afraid of the outcome. Let it unfold and just be patient. That's a hard thing to say when you feel like, I got to take care of this now. It will be taken care of. I do know that. but it's also believing that it already has been resolved and being patient for it to unfold the answer to you. That's a big one, I know, but that is the honest truth. And that was the strongest thing Michael said. Watch the fear, because if you're focusing on everything that you don't want to happen, like it not work out or how it's going to happen, it blocks our manifesting skills to bring it into our life. This is a metaphysical approach that I'm talking about. So he keeps bringing that up and he keeps just saying, keep it simple. Focus on that it's already worked out. And whenever you feel the stress or the anxiety of the fear or worrying about what's going to lay out in the future, bring yourself back to a deep breath with patience. Just bring in some patience with that, because it's just a big deal that way. Okay. So I see what she's saying. She added that, looks like mom moving to Ohio, I'm moving to NC. Okay. Gotcha. I wouldn't even put a lot of fretting into that right now, or I don't know if you are or not. I just feel like you just want to know how it's going to play out. That's what's still unfolding. Okay. That's what I want to say. So I hope that helps you. You've just got to put your feet on the ground, stay grounded. And when you feel the fear coming up, bring it back to love, knowing it's already been resolved. It's already going to play out, but you're just waiting to see how. I know the end of August is going to make much more sense on which direction for you to go in making some choices. Hold off on signing anything yet on leases or documents of any kind if you're buying. Okay, just hang on. All right, let me move over, and we have a couple of callers lining up. So let's take the first caller.
Carolyn, you are on the air on the Generoister Show.
Carolyn?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Carolyn. What can we do for you today? I'm glad you got through. Glad you got through today. Good to talk to you. So,
yeah, I got the right number this time. last week I called the office number. I think it's the broadcasting number. But anyway, can you hear me? Is it? I got it on speaker so I can hear better. But if it's not doing well, I can take it off.
You sound okay as long as you have your sound off so it's not echoing back. You can hear me, so you don't need to hear it the other way.
Okay.
So you sound fine to me. Go ahead. What can we do for you?
Yeah, it's kind of a two-part question. I hope my little colleague star is not going to – she reacts every time I get on the phone, so I hope there's no upheaval there. But anyway – yeah, I've kind of a two-part question. One is, I'm an artist, and we spoke written-wise about, you know, I'm an artist. Anyway, so the thing is right now with this Mercury retrograde and all, I wanted to put out some flyers and stuff and advertise, and I don't know if this is the best time to do that or not. You know, I don't ever have anybody sign anything, so there's no contracts.
Okay.
No, but I'm just kind of, I'm a little hesitant because, you know, it does exchange money and pre-deposits and stuff like that, and I don't know whether it's a good time. And plus, I have carpal tunnel pretty bad. And so I didn't know if I needed to bless that or that. I just take that 3 whole weeks in there. And I just, I'm unsure what to do about it.
Okay. Okay. I get the artist lifestyle. I was doing that full time for a while there with mural work when I lived in Florida. I was down near Jacksonville, Florida when I did all that. But I understand what you're talking about. So first, this is what I was doing. I was tapping in for answers for you. Okay. Now, here's the funny thing with Mercury retrograde. What am I doing right now? I am communicating over the internet, hoping all will work. Okay. and I will continue to do that through the Mercury retrograde. I'm not committing to something real big like we were talking about with the earlier question from the YouTube chat with Jules. That's different. A big commitment that will lock you in for something long term, very, very different. You're talking about, you know, deposits for commissioned work, it sounds like, or just your work itself. Honestly, if you're having a bit of a overuse with the arm, this is immediately what came in, and it came in through the angels. I was like really appreciative because it was so clear. They said, go, you can advertise all day long, but you're not available until you can advertise and line work up. If your arm needs rest, that's self-love and self-care.
Right.
Where's the where would that worry be? And then second, you can, if you're concerned about things just being in a mishap, you can line the work up, just wait a couple of weeks to start it. But you don't have to not start your work. I would just be very, you're saying there's no contracts involved. That's not long term. I would also be prepared for communications to be a little more challenging, communicating with the client and making sure that money, if they change their mind, can go back. Honestly, that's what I would do in your situation. That's what I'm receiving from Michael. He's, you know, a life purpose, great as far as when it's coming to your business and your life. And he's saying there's no reason to stop working and taking care of yourself, but what are your instincts telling you about your hand? I mean, are you worried you're going to lose work? That's fear. He's bringing that up. Second, he's saying there's no fear here, but you also have to have, you have to make sure that you have a balance and rest your body and take care of it. Your soul lives in your body and it needs it to be in good shape. So I think you have a little bit of a multi-diverse answer from Michael coming in. Yes, you need to rest if your body's screaming at you. But yeah, no, you don't have to stop.
Okay. And
yeah, you don't have to stop your advertising. But guess what? A lot of people are very understanding when you're actually up front. You don't have to pretend like you're fine if you're taking a couple of weeks to rest up from an injury.
Right.
A lot of clients will understand that. They go, oh, I totally understand, because they want the work that you do for them to be good too, if you think about it. So they want, they don't want you to, they're going to be understanding about that is what I'm getting. So don't be afraid they won't be. Coming in really strong. So I hope that that gives you some sort of direction and help you. You don't have to stop. Just you need to slow down is what I'm hearing. And have some patience and trust rest. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I do. I can't help but not to when I've been trying. I just finished 2 commissions that went real well. Right after that, I think I had worked really several different times on one particular one. More of a challenge. But my hand, I didn't know, like last week you were talking about the messages with the with your body, I think it was last week. And if you're getting a message from within somewhere, mm-hmm. and I'm just wondering if that, I'm wondering if the carpal tunnel was a message from me, for me.
Yeah, it is. Every single time your body's screaming like that, it's kind of a body screaming message, you know, like, hey, you know, it's like, do you take your dog for a walk in 100 degrees and don't give them water? It's like your body is saying, hey, I need a break here. But when you're in, you've been in a work zone mode so much that sometimes we're just missing it and it's right in front of us. But yes, if it's telling you right there and that's your arm that you use, that's the one that holds your brushes or your pencils, whatever it is you do, it's time for a balance to rejuvenate. That's it. So don't, yes, that is a message to rest.
That's what I thought it might take a few weeks. You know, and just like you said,
It's an inflammation of overuse. When you get an inflammation, and I know this isn't an MT, okay, because people would come to me all the time with carpal tunnel, and I worked on it naturally. Yep, I did. I was the owl that hurt so good, and they had me nicknamed Thumbs of Steel. Because that's what we did. We went in and corrected overuse stuff. But at the same time, inflammatory, I had to wait till the body did what it needed to do. Like if somebody sprained their ankle, they'd come in, these athletes would come in, and I go, I can't do that while the body's busy. I don't interrupt the natural flow of the body. After a certain amount of time, then I could go in and do some repair work. Carpal tunnel is an inflammation like plantar fasciitis, and that hurts too. It's overuse of the same thing over and over and over again. Inflammatory responses, they need calm down time. Bottom line, that's the message energetically from your soul. It needs to rest. It needs to calm down. It's out of balance as far as working too much versus rest. And this is a good time for you, Carolyn, to really look at, is there something in my work, rest, play, home, personal life that I could balance? Am I working too many hours? Could I balance this out more? That message is coming through as well. This is a really good time to reassess how you work to balance it so you don't burn out or get really serious injuries. Because if you have to get a surgery for carpal tunnel, you're out for weeks with that arm. So that's what I'm getting for you. And that's a lot of information for you, but I hope it's helping. Did we lose her?
Yeah, it looks like we lost her.
Okay. That's okay. That was the answer. So Carolyn, if we lost you, totally get that. It's all on archive. You can go back and listen to the rest of the answer. But I know you're going to be fine with this, and you're going to do better if you balance that whole thing out with your life. Now, what do we got on time? We got to go to a break, don't we? Yep. Hang on, caller. I see another caller. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll get to the next caller. We're talking about this energy and all the messages coming up, like Carolyn was bringing up, how we can balance. We've got to listen to the soul. The soul is stirring deep. This is going deep and bringing up the stuff that we probably have avoided, but we've got to go there if you want to upgrade and raise up to something higher. So that's what we're talking about, this blood full moon, this lunar eclipse energy. It's in Aquarius. Angel insights on how we're working through this and seeing the gift that it is. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. And this is a tip with purpose. Be willing to make a change for the good. If you want to know what your thoughts were like in the past, look at your body today. If you want to know what your body will be like in the future, look at your thoughts today. This was Deepak Chopra who said that. And it's true. But it's never, ever too late to make a change. And many things can be reversed. If you put your mind into it and make an effort, now you can make the change and tomorrow you will feel much better. Start now and look forward. Past is the past. There's no future in it. But in the now, you can find the future for tomorrow. I hope this tip helps you. You can reach me at theswisshypnotherapy.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal, to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Demystifying the journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot, metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, we're already having some fun with interesting communications. And Carolyn, we love you. All of it's on the archive. You can get the rest of it in the replay. So no worries. We got your question answered. We're going to go to the next caller now because we have two more callers in the queue. So I want to get to your questions. You guys are calling in. I want to hear you. We're listening. So let's bring on the next caller.
Deborah, you're on the air on The Generalister Show.
Hi, Jan.
Hi, Deborah. What can we do for you?
Well, my dream has been to do readings for people. This has been quite a dream for me, and it's finally coming true, and I've been doing it. And now I'm thinking this might be something I really don't want to be doing.
Well, so you're second-guessing it? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm second-guessing if this is something my calling is really for me to be using my gifts to.
Well, you know, there's a couple of ways to look at it. And obviously, like we're talking about with this energy, now's not the time to make a final decision on that. However, because you're receiving that, you're receiving that you're connecting. For all the times that you've been listening for a while to the show and you've called in but don't be so surprised that you're actually connecting this energy. If this energy is connecting people that never even paid attention to it at this point, this energy is bringing us closer to, you know, things popping up. I mean, if you're having some interesting insights and it's connecting, it's showing the possibilities. It doesn't mean you have to throw everything that you're doing and change your life, because a lot of people that are bringing a lot to the world, they're still doing what they do, and then they're still having this connection for insight. It's an opportunity to have more confidence and trust the intuition that you're picking up, because you don't want to second guess it. You don't want to doubt your own instincts. You want to know that that's the message I'm receiving. And when you are doing readings and they were accurate, and I'll be honest with you, nobody's perfect at this, okay? Anybody that does this for a living, we have our confidence in it, but it never is 100% because energy constantly shifts and changes. I could read you right now, and then it could change in 5 minutes if your mindset changed and your perception, because as soon as we do that, it changes the direction of how we're manifesting things into our life. That's how manifesting works. Yeah. But is that your ego saying, hey, you've never trusted that, so don't? See, I would look at that. But this is great energy right now. If you've always wanted to have that connection or in trust. I had an unexpected connection that I wasn't even trying to do. Now, I do this, but even when you're turning it off, mine's turning on. Like, you learn when you do this for a living and you do this as your whole life's work, like I do with the show, to practice turning it off when you're in your timeout or your personal time to rest. And mine would be turning on randomly. And I'm like, why is that happening now? What on earth? Why does that keep happening? You know, that's just odd. And I always had it turned off, but it just means the connection is stronger. Do you see what I'm saying? The connection is so strong right now. The energy coming in is allowing things to unfold and take you higher. The higher we ascend, and you've been working on that, the more is going to come through. So I would just say, wow, that's beautiful. If you want to do it, you do it. But if you're having that back and forth, not sure, that could be the communication of Mercury messing with things. Because it plays havoc. Let me tell you, it can have some fun. It can be mischievous at times. And it's not to intentionally hurt you. It's more for us to be aware. And that it's really a review and an aware. So I wouldn't see this as anything but a kind of a cool experience. And if you want to dive into it, you could choose. You can choose this. Is that making sense to you? You can choose it or not choose it. Yeah, I know.
Right, I can choose it or not, right.
Well, I'm getting the impression, and it's a little bit, that's what's muddling the energy here. I'm getting the impression that you were, did that just happen? Did I actually just do that? And it's almost like you don't believe it actually happened to you. And then if it did, it's like, well, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? But if you're second guessing that, now isn't a time to worry about making that decision. Anybody going through something big or shifting, honestly, because this energy is saying, you need to look deep in your soul. After, like by the end of August, if it's coming in even stronger and really totally going there, then okay. You know, okay. But right. If it's not, I mean, here's the thing. When we look at this world with, you know, the physical world, we see all the challenges and all the tough stuff. When we look at it through our spiritual eye, the soul has a completely different perspective on everything. That is what's coming up with this moon energy. It's a completely different perspective that we need to pay attention to right now. The soul is coming to the microphone. It's coming to the platform. It has something to say. All of us, all of our souls, everybody, mine's talking to me. I'm having unexpected stuff too. But it is taking it to the next level. Like, you want to listen and pay attention to that. If it's showing you a connection, that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing because, you know, it could just be that in passing, something that you will pick up and say to a stranger in a grocery store will be something that will be life-changing to them. You haven't changed anything about your life, but you've still helped someone. So see, it can be like that too. But the patience right now with the way this is playing out is more wait for it to unfold. So sounds like you're unfolding some things. Just pay attention and be patient, watch them unfold. I know it's not going to completely make sense, because believe it or not, in some cases, and then I will move on here. In some cases, all of this stuff coming up and unfolding, and we're being told, be patient, let it unfold. You actually feel, if you're analytical and you overthink things, which I know I have to watch that to make sure I'm not doing that, is we actually are stirring the pot, mixing all the colors into a mud. We call that a mud when we're artists. We can have all these different beautiful colors on our palette, and we start mixing so much we have mud. Now we don't know what color we had. And that's happening a little bit. And that's where the patience part comes in, because it will be clearer to us. And that's this lunar energy. It will be much clearer the path to take by end of August. I know. A little longer to go. It's a little bit of a lengthy one, but this gives us opportunity to start collecting the puzzle pieces. If you looked at everything, and everybody listen to this, if we were just collecting the information, okay, I'm going to take note that I just had some intuitive connection and I did some readings. Wow. Do I want to do that or not? You may not know that right now. You may be a few weeks, like I said. Then you'll have something else pop in. Then you'll have something else pop in. And then things from the past, and then the doubts or the second guessing and the confidence in yourself, that one's definitely going to come up and rear its head because it has to be dealt with and put out of the way, regardless of what your decision is to do readings or not. And that is where Michael said, that's what she needs to hear right now. I'm like, okay. So it's like, stop talking. I'm like, okay, all right. Does that make sense at all? Did any of that make sense?
Well, I keep getting patience. So, I mean, yeah, I keep getting the word patience all the time. So that's what I've been hearing lately.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we all are. Because we're like, ooh, we're so excited. And then it's like, okay, wait. Oh, I know. I mean, I'm even having to go, okay, calm down. You have to be patient. I have to tell myself a lot. Because I get really excited like a kid, you know. And I just get so excited that I do. I have this childlike energy that'll do that. And then it's like, you need to calm down so you can play this thing out right. And so you can hear, so you can listen. And it's doing that. It is really doing that. I mean, the opportunity that we have right now with this energy is truly a gift. And that's what we want to pay attention to. Where is the gift? And being patient. So I'm going to run because I have one more caller and I'm running tight on time. I've got a few minutes left and I want to get to the caller. But Deborah, hang in there. Just enjoy the experience and gain the confidence. That's been the thing for you. Okay?
All right. Gotcha. Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You are very welcome. Bye-bye now. And we're going to go ahead and bring the other caller on.
Valerie, you are on the air on the Jen Royster Show.
Thank you.
Hi, hello. Valerie. Hi, how are you? What can we do for you?
I, first of all, want to thank you as one light worker to another for all the work that you do and the clarity and the brilliance of your shine and the depth that you are able to penetrate. I thank you for sharing and being open.
You're giving me chills all over. Oh, thank you. I'm trying not to cry. Thank you. That touched my heart. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And love right back to you. So go right ahead.
Thank you. During this time, I am experiencing, in this lifetime, I've experienced many traumas. And what this planetary alignment and the retrogrades and everything in this Aquarius for me represents spirit and emotions and the flow and finding your balance, being able to float on that water instead of letting it drown you, being able to be one with it. We have to become one with that, with the water in this. And that's where that is. But I wanted to state so much that a lot of the things, the feelings, the thoughts that are coming up are, for me, many past life experiences, and I'm learning that as I'm dealing with this and unraveling my traumas, that there's healing that's taking place, past, present, and future, and I feel that as like a thread, and I was wondering if there's anything you pick up around that.
I was 2 days ago, I had a similar, very similar experience, and I was seeing quite a lot of different periods of time flashing in and out. And absolutely, because the timelines, and you know, this is going to resonate. I'm really glad you brought it up. Everybody that's brought whatever they've brought up today, thank you, because it is going to resonate with different people in different situations or scenarios. This one in particular, Yes, I did. And I was seeing flashes in and out. And I knew the timelines are merging to be, you know, past, present, future is really happening all at the same time. Which one are we in? And with our minds in the third dimension physical world, it's, you know, for most people, that is like, what? But when we, our soul can be in all of them, and our spirit and that connection. And I believe it's showing us the expansiveness that our soul is craving, and it is ready to heal. Oh, I'm getting so many chills. I've got a lot of chills. You have a lot of energy coming through. But it has, it's an expansiveness to show how amazing and how big our souls are, and how it wants to not just heal what's right in front of us, it wants to heal it all. What's behind us, what's in front of us. And it passes on to the people around us and to the love that we send out. I mean, if you're in fear, you're not connected to the love, right? You know, so when you feel the fear and they want to know why they feel disconnected, find something to connect you with the love. Even if you're just going through, an affirmation, or you're just going to sit there and, oh, going to do it. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing that we can come together and do this. And I, there is such a gift in this energy right now. Aquarius does go deep. It goes super deep. And it's going to be the emotions. And that was something you were bringing up. It's going to be the emotions that are at the very, very deepest part that have been there, and probably for many lifetimes, many, many past things, this lifetime and previous, where it will go forward. Because when we heal and it trickles and ripples backwards and forwards, and where we are right now, that's completely shifting the frequency to another dimension. And that's what the world needs. So I'm loving what you're saying. I'm loving the experience you're having. And it's very common, and I'm sure you can resonate. It's very common for people that are light workers, that are in healthcare of any kind, really, physical, Western, meditation, any of it. I'm not saying everybody, but most of us, we have found our way to that journey through something that we've experienced personally. Because when you have an awareness, because you've gone through something, shamans say it a lot this way. They are the wounded healer. Okay. They know the pain. They feel it. An empath knows the pain, and that gift in the empath is they are healers in their right. When they can harness and have a grasp on that and not sink them underneath into the emotions and bring it to the surface and have it and claim it as the gift that it is, now we're healing the world with love in that detached compassion thing that I was talking about earlier in the show. But there is just so many things going on right now. So we're in a cusp of detoxifying, clearing, healing, identifying, oh, that was at the bottom of my soul stuff, you know, whoa. And instead of becoming integrated in it, we're watching it come up and lift and pass, and we forgive that part of ourselves. We forgive others. We just send love. You're going to find people, and Valerie, just hang on for a minute. Just stand there with me while we close out the show. Mm-hmm. There's a heightened sensitivity with this moon energy. And it's because it's bringing the emotions up that need healing. Emotions are some of the most powerful things to heal. I think they're more powerful than recovering from, you know, I mean, I know that I've had a lot. I can't speak for everybody, but they're powerful. They affect us. They make us change the way we respond to things. Traumatic events. I've been through some myself. I don't go into them and talk about them because I don't want people to go, oh, you poor thing. I don't even feel that way about it. But I did, but I don't want to share that. I don't want to go and say, What was that?
One of the things that has helped me is I grasped, as a child, my imagination was always very vivid. One thing that has helped me, I had a goddess appear to me. And from that goddess, I realized my parents died when I was very young. And I can't hear you. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I'm right here.
Okay.
We have to hurry. We're about to go off the air. It might be what's part of it, too. We have to go really quick because I only have like 30 seconds left.
I just want to say, find someone or something that empowers you, be it a goddess or a figure or a hero or a heroine, whatever you need, and form a connection with that. And let it guide you if you need that visualization. It helps tremendously.
That's beautiful. Valerie, thank you for calling in. Beautiful things you shared. Brought up some wonderful points. And we're out of time, guys. I love you guys so much. I will be staying with you in this. And we will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.